We open with prayer. Lord, open thou my heart to hear, and through thy word to me draw near. Amen. If you want to track the events of days 2, 3, 4, and 5 of God's creation, check it out in Genesis 1. I'm going to go right to the chase of God's creation of the human race. And we do not want to be misled about the origin, I almost said origins, the origin of humanity, as others have been misled by the theory of evolution and the gender bending of the Rainbow Coalition. So let's renew our appreciation of our origin, as outlined in God's Word, Genesis 1 and 2, at a time when everything was good, pure, wholesome, godly. God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over all living creatures." So God created the man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1, 26 to 27. Chapter 2 provides us a little more detail. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Old King James says a living soul. Really? Yeah. God exhaled, man inhaled. His lungs and diaphragm worked just fine. His heart pulsed, his mind, his emotions were perfectly functional. So he was ready for God's next move. So God gave him some mental exercise. Invent suitable names for all the creatures. The reptilians, including dinosaurs, avians, mammalians, amphibians. So whatever the man called every living creature, that became its name, Genesis 2:19. Now when the animals arrived in parade formation, Adam noted that each species came with male and female partners, and he got the message. But for Adam, no helper was found who was a suitable partner for him. And without a suitable human mate, there could be no human children, no human race, no society of Adam's kinship. So when the Lord brought Adam to that watershed realization, God was more than able to make a helper who was a suitable partner for him. Not from the simian family of apes, but from a source close to Adam's heart and his side, possessing his DNA and perfectly equipped to be his lifelong partner. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, the first operation under anesthesia. And as the man slept, the Lord God took part of his side and closed up the flesh where it had been. The Lord God built a woman from the rib that he had taken from the man. That's gender building, not gender bending. And brought her to the man. God introduced the first man to the first woman for the first time. Adam knew he was not dreaming when he viewed his life's partner, for he made this proper deduction. Now this one is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Note, in Hebrew, man is ish and woman is isha. Ish is one syllable, Isha two syllables. Some are like male and female. Similar in their names, their genomes, their blessed partnership with one another, and enjoying unitedness with their Creator, bearing His image and His likeness so they could commune with God. Now, the subject of the image and likeness of the Creator is a subject of great mystery that God alone can parse out for us. By creating Adam and Eve in God's likeness, they were, in their very nature, bonded to their Creator in body and soul, and entirely natural for them to live according to God's will in their very thought and breath and action. God is still doing that with people today. Here's how God is imprinting His image on us. You have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is continually being renewed in knowledge according to the image of His Creator, Colossians 3. Now, when we're putting off the old self and putting on the new self, as God continually renews in His children the knowledge of His holy will, we are repenting moment by moment, continually repenting of our shameful thoughts and our dirty lingo and our shabby actions. You know what brings us to repent, don't you? God attracts us with His warm-hearted love. Love personified in Jesus. And God adopts such repentant, converted persons into His family as His dear children. Ephesians 4 tells us that we are recreated to be like God in righteousness and true holiness. Recreated to be like God. Yes, like God, in loving what He loves, in despising what He despises. Created to be like God, in having the righteousness and true, genuine holiness that Jesus has, and which He puts into the credit column on our books and our standing with God. This righteousness and genuine holiness of Jesus effectively cancels out all our debits. So persons who have been brought to repent of their sins and brought to entrust themselves, body and soul, into the care of their good shepherd, possess the image of God recreated in them by God Himself. Hallelujah. We close with hymn 179, On My Heart Imprint Thine Image.